oil companies spent big in California's election this year, and for good reason. Governor Gavin Newsom is calling on lawmakers to take action to drive down gas prices in a state where drivers pay far more than anywhere else. Here he is at KQED in October.
They're ripping you off. They're ripping every one of us off. And we're going after these companies.
KQED politics correspondent Marisa Lagos looks at how Newsom's proposal could fare with the new class of lawmakers being sworn in today and the official start to the state's legislative special session.
Oil companies pumped more than $8 million into state legislative races this cycle, placing their bets to elect the most oil-friendly candidates. Much of that money was used not to back more traditionally sympathetic Republicans, but to prop up Democrats they see as more moderate and more open to industry concerns than their progressive Democratic opponents. Doug Morrow does opposition research on behalf of progressive Democrats. He says oil companies have become more and more active in Democratic politics since the state passed its first landmark climate change law in 2006.
So as California has become a bluer and bluer state, and there are more and more Dem versus Dem general races, the business community and specifically the oil industry has focused more and more on electing moderate Democrats.
Whether their multi-million-dollar bet will pay off this year remains to be seen. Take the biggest spender this cycle, an independent committee funded by Valero, Chevron, Marathon Petroleum, and Phillips 66. That group alone pumped $5 million directly into eight races this fall. Just two of their candidates lost. That's not a bad batting average, but even when their candidates win, there's no guarantee they'll do oil's bidding in the state capitol. Take the costliest race of this cycle, a Senate contest in Sacramento between two Democrats, where the oil group poured $1.6 million into backing Angelique Ashby, who ultimately won. Ashby, however, had pledged not to take fossil fuel money and denounced the independent spending on her behalf. She also promised to work with Newsom on his proposal to impose a penalty on windfall oil profits and return that money to consumers. Mike Young is political and organizing director at California Environmental Voters, which supported Ashby's opponent, Dave Jones. Young says Ashby's comments show the politics have shifted in California around oil.
Their money has become toxic, as it should be, and even their candidates are trying to be very careful about what they say or what they do and how connected they are to it.
Oil companies did not respond to repeated requests for comment about their campaign spending, but at a California Energy Commission hearing last week examining high gas prices, Western States Petroleum Association CEO Catherine Reese Boyd acknowledged the enormous power the legislature and other state leaders have over the industry.
Through public policy, the governor, the legislators, the regulatory agencies have the most opportunity to make changes that can positively impact Californians.
No surprise, she opposes Newsom's proposal, saying it will only hurt consumers. It remains to be seen whether or not lawmakers buy that argument. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.